Grace is Christianity's greatest gift. There's nowhere else other than the Church of Jesus Christ and the person of Jesus Christ who can truly extend grace to us as He does. From childhood, we're taught how to succeed in a world without grace. We hear sayings like, "There's no such thing as a free lunch," or "Without pain, you won't have any gain." Yes, the world generally works as a meritocracy. We get merit badges from the Boy Scouts, from the Girl Scouts. We get gold stars for good behavior. We get raises for working harder, for accomplishing more. But Jesus did not establish a meritocracy. For the church to be the church, it must be, in the words of Charles Wesley, music in a sinner's ears. Without grace at the heart and soul of everything it does, the church ceases to be the real church. Oh, there are those who say to a preacher who preaches bottomless grace that, "You're telling me I can get away with anything and still go to heaven." Well, Paul knew, and you and I know, that we strive for holiness. We try to do the right thing. We ask for the grace of God and His approval, not to make Him love us, but because God already does love us and has shown that love for you and me on the cross of Calvary. Remember how it was that the Lord of Lords and King of Kings was dying on a cross, and on either side of Him hung two thieves. One of them was penitent. Some had seen Jesus raise the dead and did not believe. This man saw Him being put to death and believed in Him. And so he said, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." And Jesus would remember him as a penitent sinner relying on the mercy of God. Jesus' response to him, "Today you will be with me in paradise." Grace is the truth about God that will set you free, just as it set that thief free so long ago. The essence of our experience with Jesus Christ is that the very thing we want to deny about ourselves, the things that we are most ashamed of, the sins that beset us, our persistent lack of righteousness, can be, if we will allow it, the occasion for surrendering our lives over to the God who is in the business of saving, embracing, loving, and forgiving.